For my second entry of the day, which is the 21st entry, I think. Yep. I want to talk about, I just watched one of the episodes from, you know, those Netflix series. They make like documentaries on Netflix a lot now where they do like a series of things. This one is called The Movies That Made Us, and it's the second season that just came out. I watched the whole first season and I really liked it. I mean, it's lighthearted, it's fun, it's interesting to see the history or the way that certain movies are made. But this, the only one I watched for this season is the one about Forrest Gump. I picked it for two reasons. One, I love Forrest Gump. I don't know if it's a really basic thing for me to say, just because everybody, for the most part, really loves that movie. It's a very famous movie, like a blockbuster classic at this point. And, you know, it's very touching, and I'm such a sucker for, like, you know, touching, emotional, heartfelt movies with lots of love and cheesy affection and laughter and all that stuff. But another reason I chose it was because it touches a lot on history. Literally, Forrest Gump goes through time, and not just like, he doesn't just live through time. The movie shows him involved in a lot of historical events throughout history. He meets like three presidents. He, you know, changes the shrimp industry. He fights in the Vietnam War. He's at like rallies in DC. Like, he just is so important in the movie in different historical contexts. And obviously all my entries are about real historical people, not fictional ones, but we're going to talk about Forrest Gump, which is a fictional character, obviously. But I just want to talk about, just like, I don't want to make this too long, but I just want to talk about the concept of people touching each other, you know, emotionally throughout time. Like, one of the reasons I really love history is because it's basically, like I said this before, but it's basically just stories. And the thing that about stories is we love them. As humans, we watch movies, we listen to podcasts, we read books, like, you know, people read books forever and always, and or even just heard stories that was passed on from like friends and family. And we love them so much because not only are they fun and exciting sometimes, or tragic or whatever, it's like you kind of feed off of that adrenaline of the story, but also because you have a connection, you develop a connection to the story and the people in it. And, you know, obviously when a story is real, it can be all the more impactful because, you know, behind the story is a real person, usually real events. But, you know, this also applies to stories that are fictional stories like Forrest Gump. But that's the reason I love history, is like it really pretty much is just stories of different people. And that's why I chose to, when I did this entry, this diary thing, that I didn't want it to be just about historical events for each entry. I want it to be about people in each entry. I think that's most important approaches people should take. This is just my opinion, to learn history, because you really feel a deeper connection, you get a better context when you understand who somebody really is and why they did what they did. You try to analyze, you try to think, you try to research, and it really makes you understand not just about what had happened and why things happened a certain way, but also now. Like, you can always take lessons from people in the past and apply to today, or just get a better perspective of why people are the way they are today and how the world works. And like, anyways, that's just why I love it so much. Also, there's a lot of heartfelt, touching stories when you read a lot about history, especially like for me, like if I read about women who I feel like I relate to, there's like a certain kind of bond that you have with those people, even though they're, you know, long gone and also have completely different lives to mine. And it's such an interesting thing that we do that. And we do that with fictional, you know, books as well. And yeah, Forrest Gump is one of those characters. He really is unique. He everybody loves him in the movie, or they're really touched by him. He affects so many people, he changes the world. And honestly, at the end of the day, one of the reasons I think why we're so drawn to characters like that, whether it's real characters in history or fictional characters, is because like that's what life's all about, pretty much, is that connection and that love and that support and that you know, making a positive change type of thing. And so when we see that, it really touches us and it impacts us, because we want to feel we want to feel that feeling of connection with other people and have that love flowing in through our lives. And but we also want to be that kind of person too, right? Like, we want to be the kind of person that has that love and affection given to us and that we can give to others. But also we want to feel like our life is valuable and important, just like forests or people in history. You know, we want to feel like we're going to make a mark in some way, even if it's just a mark of making other people feel good, or if it's a bigger mark, like, you know, Forrest winning some like medals for his war like accomplishments, or building a big fish company or like shrimp company. Like, there's so many aspects of his life and story that people relate to, but also, you know, maybe feeling misunderstood and things like that, but also thrive to be. And I think that all the stories that really impact us deeply in that way have a combination of both. In a way, it's kind of like we like characters that we can relate to and feel like we can see ourselves in, but also who have that element of fantasy, legend, or something we can thrive to do or be. And it's just, it kind of boils down to like human nature and our needs and desires and what we crave. And I think we crave, it's so cheesy, this whole entry is so cheesy, but we really crave love. We really do. We crave love/connection, you know, belonging, love of, even love of work and like, not just work like career. I would say work like passions and hobbies and things that bring us light, like light us up. Hopefully people are lucky enough to make those into careers where they can have money. That'd be awesome. But it doesn't have to be. It could be something that, you know, you just love fishing or you love painting or whatever. And anything like that could bring you so much joy and love and make you feel connected to your work, connected to the world around you, connected to any kind of spiritual thing, nature, or other people as well. We want to have a bigger purpose. We want to have a deeper purpose. And that's really what it is. It's, we know, everybody says it. We're told since we're little, we hear it in all, everywhere, to the point where we're numb to it, where it's like, you know, money doesn't equal happiness. Money doesn't buy happiness, or, you know, success is whatever. It's the people in your life that matter, or like what, you know, all these things we hear all the time. But look at the world around us. Like, there are obviously great people with great relationships and connections. I'm not saying that's not the case, but just what is pushed onto us isn't that. You know, we are always told to buy more things, to make more money, to have a better job, a promotion, a bigger house, all of those things. And the truth is, like, even though we're told these like sayings our whole life, and I would say they're true sayings, it's just we brush them off, or we forget them, or we don't care, or we become numb to them. And the truth is like those sayings that, you know, we get annoyed of hearing, kind of at the end of the day, I really feel like that's what matters. And again, this is a very cheesy entry, but Forrest Gump is one of those movies that makes you reflect and think about your life and think about who you are and what kind of person you want to be, but also what matters, you know? So that's just like kind of like a heartwarming note to end this entry on.